Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
960 The Ref. And on Facebook.com/960TheRef.
All right, second half kickoff here for the morning show presented by St. Mary's Medical Group. Dave and Logan along with you. Coming up in about 30 minutes, we'll have our weekly drawing in the Bud Light 3-for-all.
How many names are in the pot this week, Dave?
19.
Okay, so your odds are 1 in 19. Those are pretty good.
19 people went 3-0.
I love giving out away hundreds. Prizes. I like making people happy, Dave.
Yeah, well.
Unfortunately, Twitter's not easy to do that.
Well, let's find out about stuff like that. Not the Bud Light 3-for-all. We'll find out about that in a half an hour. Mm-hmm. But let's discuss the dogs. And we bring in Mike Griffith from the AJC's DogNation.com. Mike, good morning, sir. How are you?
Doing well, guys. How are y'all doing?
Doing fine, thanks. And glad to get through Saturday night. And the dogs come up with a 21-0 shutout. All right, let's where do you want to start on this? Because there's two things I wanted to ask you about, or Logan and I wanted to ask you about, is like the how much did the weather play a factor? I think we all agree it did some. Some people think more than it did, and some people think less than it did. And then the other question was is the offense itself and what we saw in the game on Saturday. So I'll let you pick. Where do you want to start when discussing the game on Saturday?
I'm good. I mean, the weather was everything. I mean, the weather is everything in every game. Every game is. You know, that's a factor in every game. You know, the wind, the heat, the cold, the wetness, and it varies with your team style. Different teams handle weather situations differently. You know, Eric Zier called it first. I mean, he was the very first one to say if it rains, that's not going to be a problem for Georgia because of the type of team that Georgia is. They want to play power football. They have big, strong offensive linemen. They have arguably, I think DeAndre Swift's the best running back in the SEC. You got the best offensive line. You've got the best defense. I mean, this isn't rocket science here, okay? And, you know, there's a disconnect with some fans between what they want in reality, okay? It happens in every fan base. It's not just Georgia. For example, I'm not going to mention the team, but there was a game the other night where a coach publicly berated a player and put his hands on him, and the fan base said, "That's coaching right there."
Yeah.
No, I mean, now is there any fan base outside of that that thinks that's probably not? But they, you know, those players love them. Do they know that? Probably not. But people come up with the attributes that they want, right? So the people who made up their mind that James Coley is not a good offensive coordinator said, "Oh, aha, look at this. They're not throwing the ball." Well, yeah, dummy. It's, 15-mile-an-hour winds gusting over 20, and there's no reason to throw the ball because Kentucky can have the ball 50 times and they're not going to score a touchdown in this game. Kirby Smart's not out there to run up the score, to light up the scoreboard. He's here to win games. The same people that are complaining about the offense are the same ones that want to go drink Corona in Jacksonville instead of giving their program a fair opportunity to recruit against other teams in the league.
Save that for next Mondays.
you want to have your cake and eat it. Do you want to win championships? Do you want to win football games? Or do you want style points? Kirby Smart's not here for that. He's not that guy. If you want that guy, he's down there at Florida Atlantic getting fined for putting funny things on Twitter right now. If you want that funny guy that's going to give you the style points, in the 15-second ESPN clips, okay, he's out there. But that ain't who Kirby Smart is. Kirby Smart is all about winning. He's not here to advance his career. He's not here to impress him. This is a destination job for a guy that wants to bring a championship to Georgia. And you're either on board with Kirby, or you're not. You can't have it both ways, okay? You're not going to, like Kirby Smart, you're not going to boo, and he's going to go, wait a minute, Coley. I'm hearing some boos in the crowd. We better change what we're going to do. No. He's got a game plan, and he's here to win championship and win football games. And in Kirby's mind, that was how to win a football game. And you know what? It was 21-0. That turned out to be a pretty good win for Georgia.
And speaking of those boos, Mike, you had a chance to talk with DeAndre Swift and a couple other players afterwards. They certainly acknowledged it. They said, yes, we heard it. Tell us more, if you don't mind, what were the players' reactions to some of the crowd reactions during that game Saturday night?
I mean, I think they're disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look, of course they're disappointed. They're out there busting their ass. I mean, those guys, that's not an easy game to play. That was a physical battle. I mean, that was a throwback game to the 70s. I mean, you felt like somebody's teeth were going to be missing after mm-hmm. a game like that. I mean, there was some bone-jarring hits, and that was a physical football game. That was Georgia football getting down and dirty, man. I mean, that was smash-mouth football. And I get it. I was in first half. I'm thinking, I'm like, man, you know, where's the play? But look, after the game, after talking to Jake Fromm, and Jake Fromm's telling you, hey, sometimes I couldn't grip the ball. Sometimes it didn't feel right. And if we didn't have 3 years of Jake Fromm to back up the authenticity and honesty of that guy, that's a guy who's had plenty of other times when he could have made excuses. He never makes excuses. He never tells untruths. Jake's telling you, straight up, he didn't feel comfortable with the ball in his hands. And you might go, oh, well, that's Jake Fromm. Well, you take a look at the other sideline of scrimmage. They didn't complete a pass until there was 4.5 minutes left.
True.
Now, granted, it was still a wide receiver, but they were throwing them. There were guys open. You saw their passes, too. I mean, that was a tough football game. And I can't compare it to – I wasn't at the South Carolina-Florida game that all the Georgia fans apparently have Florida envy. Watched that on TV. Well, look at them. Yeah, well, they had to come from behind. And when I did talk to the South Carolina, I said, is there any wind? He said, no, nobody say anything about wind. Okay. Looked a little bit warmer, too. I can't compare. I know this. I know Florida doesn't have the offensive line that Georgia does. I don't think they have the quarterback Georgia does. I know they have better receivers. I think they have a deeper receiving core. I don't think they have the defense Georgia. But if Georgia fans are so hung up on wanting to be like Florida and watching Florida and South Carolina, then maybe they should just stay in Jacksonville when that game takes place. Don't even come back up here. Just go live and be a Gator, be a Dan Mullen fan. Because what you got to figure out if you're a Georgia fan is that your coach coaches defense first. Mullen is an offense-first guy. Kirby's a guy that's going to play sound defense. He tells you. It's right there on his resume. I've got all his quotes from the last 2 years, guys, all of them. And I go back to what he said at the beginning. Georgia will always dictate the run, and Georgia will play good defense. And those are going to be the pillars of a Kirby Smart program. And if you don't like it, then like DeAndre Swift says, don't come to the game. Don't say you deserve better. Don't get on Twitter and say you don't deserve anything. You're not going out to practice. You're not on scholarship. I don't care how much money you give. They find somebody else to give money. You don't deserve anything. Be glad you've got a top 10 team that's in contention for a championship seemingly every year. That's where I stand on the issue.
Do you feel like, because I know we get at it on Twitter quite a bit about certain things, and you know, in some cases I think they're legitimate questions. Other times I think people just get triggered and they hit the old send button when they probably shouldn't have. But the offense definitely hasn't looked, I guess, maybe as fluid as we'd like, as we've seen the last couple of years. And this year there have been the slow starts and the rhythm to that. I mean, I even think there is something to that. I'm like you, though. I mean, I'm a defense, you know, run guy, too. But in this day and age, it's a little bit different. But, you know, don't you think, though, that's something that's going to be looked at and hopefully at least looked at, and what they can do for the Florida game is, like, how to get the offense in a little bit better rhythm. Maybe that's the way of saying it.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, when you lose your top five receivers from last season, you know going in this year that it's going to be tough. You know, as good as Jake is, and you still got to have guys that can get open. You know, and you look at Georgia's receiving core, and, you know, the top five pass catchers are gone. I mean, if J.J. Holloman doesn't get himself kicked off the team, I don't think we're having this conversation, you know, but he did something stupid and wasn't responsible in how he handled it, and now he's gone. So you had to bring in some grad transfer guys. I think Eli Wolf has done a really nice job fill in Nauta's shoes. And I think Cager was doing a great job, but
yeah.
You didn't have him this last game, and you didn't have him the second half of the South Carolina game. He'd kind of become the go-to guy with the three third-down conversion catches in the first half against Carolina. And you've had some older guys get hurt. I mean, we've talked about Tyler Simmons, but, you know, this guy's out there playing with a shoulder brace on, for gosh sakes. You know, people get it right. You know, listen, Tyler's had a couple tough plays, but he's out there with a shoulder brace. I mean, I don't even know how he plays football. He is one of the toughest human beings I've ever run across. I think they've put him in a bad position because he's such a tough guy, but there's only so much he can do physically. So you're missing Cager. Your tough senior Tyler Simmons has got this inhibiting brace on. And then you got two freshmen that are trying to learn the offense. I thought it was a great sign that Pickens caught four balls. I mean, I know Jake only completed nine passes, but the fact that four of them went to Cager, it went to George Pickens, was a really big step for me. I mean, that says a lot about where George Pickens is at. And he's a guy that's got, two freshman receivers with him and Blaylock. The congruence of the offense is not what you wanted. And here's what really happened, okay? The South Carolina loss was the outlier. I mean, when are you ever going to see Rodrigo Blankenship miss two field goals and Jake Fromm throw three interceptions in a game again? I'll bet the house again that it'll never happen again in either one of them's careers. Certainly not the rest of the season, right?
Sure.
Not together, not in the same game. It took a lot to go wrong, and it took South Carolina to pitch a perfect game. They didn't turn the ball over. You watch South Carolina, Florida, for all the Georgia fans that are Florida fans out there that want to make that comparison. South Carolina was winning that football game in the third quarter because they hadn't turned the ball over. It was the same thing. You said, look, Florida's doing the same thing Georgia did, only not turning it over as much, right? So South Carolina is a team, if they play good football, they can beat you. And they were beating Florida, and probably not for a couple calls, but that's for Florida talk shows. But the fact of the matter is Georgia football does have some kinks to work out. The weather prohibited them from doing some of the things that they've been working on in practice because Kirby's not stupid. You know, if he's out there thinking, oh, my gosh, look at this. Didn't Kirby Smart learn anything? You know, they turned the ball over four times, and he's got Jake Fromm throwing it in a rainstorm. Boy, what an idiot he is. You know, that's the calls that we would have heard today, or what we would have seen on Twitter had Georgia turned the ball over and lost to Kentucky. But Kirby said, you know what? We don't need to throw the ball against these guys. We can run on Kentucky. Not a great defense. Let's pound it, control the ball, and win. And that's what he did. So to your question, Dave, yes. I think that the silver lining is that now whatever Georgia is going to do to quote-unquote fix this offense, I don't think there's any fix to it. I think it's just players getting better and learning more and getting more reps. But Florida doesn't know what it is. We're sitting here. We don't know what it is. We don't know what is Kirby and Cole. What did they work on last week that they didn't get to do against Kentucky? We don't know. They've got another week to work. Florida doesn't know either. Florida doesn't know what's going on in the lab over there. And to me, that's a silver lining. I think Georgia's in a really good place right now. In a crazy way, the fact that they're getting booed by some of their own fans, most of those boos came from the student section. I think that's worth noting. They're getting booed by the student section at the game. They got people who don't believe in them. And they get to go down to Florida, probably even as an under. Florida's ranked ahead of them.
Who would have thought? Before the season started, that Florida would be ranked ahead of Georgia heading into this game, but they're going to be. I like the underdog thing. I'm good with that. So,
I think it's good for the team.
Yeah.
I do. I think it's good for the team. I think it's, I think this team, I don't want to say they were coasting along, but, let's face it. I mean, it didn't look like they were going to be challenged for a long time. And then they laid an egg and had a bad football game. And that taste really isn't completely out of their mouths yet. So, I think it's good in a roundabout way. I think the chip on the shoulder is back. I think Georgia football is in a good place. And if you're a Georgia fan that jumped off the bandwagon, I feel bad for you because it's moving forward without you. And I think they're going to beat Florida. I think they're going to win the East. I still believe that. I could be wrong. I may be having, I may be singing a different tune in 2 weeks and say, well, all those people that booed, they were right. Kirby was wrong. But right now, I'm putting my money on the guy making $7 million a year.
Mike Griffith from the AJC's DogNation.com. So next Monday when we talk to you, we'll discuss the merits of the game being in Jacksonville, because I know you love talking about that, and you get asked about that a lot. And We'll also discuss the game itself.
We may put that segment on pay-per-view, Mike. So we'll
look forward to it. You might need to put a rating on it.
That's right.
No joking. I'm excited about it. We're gonna have a nice, healthy debate next week. I'm looking forward to it.
All right, Mike. Thanks so much, my man. Appreciate it.
All right, guys.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, Mike Griffith from the AJC's DogNation.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.